old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
From David Martin Lloyd-Jones's Spiritual Depression. God has not given us the spirit of fear. What then is the spirit he has given us? But of power. We have a task. We know our own weakness. Yes, but there is a power even for weaklings, and it means power in the most comprehensive sense conceivable. Are you afraid that you will not be able to live the Christian life? The answer is, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that works in you both to will and to do. The fear and the trembling remain, but you are enabled to work by the power that works in you both to will and to do. It means also power to endure, power to go on whatever the condition, whatever the circumstances, power to hold on and to hold out. It means that the most timorous person can be given power in all things, even to die. You see it in the apostles. You see it in a man like Peter, who was afraid of death, afraid to die. He even denied his Lord because of that fear. But look at him afterwards. The spirit of power had entered into him, and now he is ready to die. He will face the authorities. He will face anybody. I never tire of telling Christians to read the stories of the martyrs and the confessors and the Protestant fathers, of the Puritans and the Covenanters. Read their stories, and you will find not only strong, courageous men, you will find weak women and girls and even little children dying gloriously for Christ's sake. They could not in and of themselves, but they were given the spirit of power. Paul says to Timothy, God has given you the spirit of power. Go forward. He will be with you. You will be amazed at yourself. And even though it may mean facing death, you will rejoice that you have been accounted worthy to suffer shame and even death for his glorious namesake. Power, it is given.